I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. An atheist regime in Southeast Asia keeps Christians harshly repressed. And yet, Mission to Unreached Peoples is there planting churches. Because of the nature of the area, we're calling our source Steve. Asked if the danger is real to believers, Steve says,
the government has officially yet secretly targeted that region for the disestablishment of Christianity wherever it has appeared. And we're aware of that because we have seen documents that were classified in that area, and the persecution level is quite high.
Next, NATO nations are pressing Afghanistan to observe the religious rites of an Afghan man facing a possible death sentence for converting to Christianity. 41-year-old Abdul Rahman has been jailed for 2 weeks for converting from Islam to Christianity. Rahman says he came to Christ 15 years ago while helping refugees in Pakistan. This is a true test of President Hamid Karzai and religious freedom in Afghanistan. And Haiti is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. Given the poverty and violence, many respond well to the hope of Christ. Men for Missions' Warren Hardig says because of the growth, their teams have set sights on new horizons.
We're beginning to build a seminary near Cape Haitian. Men for Missions in Canada is leading that initiative. They've raised about $300,000 for the new seminary. It's about $1 million project. And we're going to need lots of people to go and to build on the seminary.
Hardig says along with sister ministry Radio 4VEH, they need a seminary to train more pastors in order to preserve the fruit. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss. We'll be right back.